find a store near you.
Of Discovery, a tribute to the dedication, hard work, and pride of America's space shuttle team. The shuttle is clear of the tower.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear.
Great video of this yesterday, the final liftoff of Discovery, 39 times over the past 31 years. It's gone up into orbit sometimes as high as 450, 470 miles above the surface of the planet, mostly around 290 to 314 miles. That's pretty much where the where most of the tracking is done, and where the space center is. The idea of this thing coming to a halt, is moderately emotional for me, because I've been to four or five of these launches. Jay Honeycutt, who is the director of the shuttle launch program, when I first got to meet him. Those of you who are listening in Melbourne along the Space Coast to WMEL, you'll remember many of you fondly, Jay Honeycutt. Matter of fact, he's listening down there now because he lives or has a house there. I'm not sure how much I haven't talked to him for 6 or 7 months. One of the most interesting men has one of the most interesting stories to tell about his career. He was the one who first started to interview. He found the first astronauts. He was with the program pretty much when it started. And there was a committee which he headed that picked these astronauts. Most of them were Air Force people. Most of them were pilots. And then it expanded out to scientists, and then we know of teachers and that sort of thing. But he, from that position, was the launch director, and then he became the director of Cape Kennedy. And he was there for, I think, 3.5 or 4 years. And over that time, the whole thing got started. Not that I want to sound like Oprah or Piers Morgan and make it about me, but I'm going to tell you the story because that's how sort of all the pieces fit together. Richie, you'll remember this, although I think it happened before your watch started, in fact. Jay called me one day out of the blue. I had been in Houston. I had been invited to come to the Johnson Space Center and go over, you know, what went on there and do a program from there. So I did. And he heard me talking about my visit there on the air, and he called the radio station, said, how do I get a hold of this guy? And so the people at the radio station said, well, he's it's a national program, and you can call the 800 number. And so
he's in witness protection.
And had And so he had the first contact with me through somebody else. I can't remember. Anyway, he left his number, and I called him back. And he said, you know what? Those guys over in Houston are a bunch of big phonies. There's no action over there. Little did I know that there was this rivalry, kind of all these guys are friends, and they all grew up together in the program. So when LBJ had his ego assuaged, you talk about narcissism. There was never any reason, by the way, this is a side story. There was never, ever a good reason for building the Johnson Space Center, except that LBJ wanted to be remembered in the same vein as JFK. So because they have the John F. Kennedy Space Center in Florida, he wanted to have the LBJ Space Center in Houston. That was the only reason that that Houston setup was ever, ever even thought of. It duplicates everything they do. They launch from Cape Kennedy, then they switch it over to Houston. For what? They do the same thing anyway. I don't want to get off on that because it spoils this story. So Jay says, you got to come down here and see what goes on. So I remember coming for my first launch. It was a cold Florida morning. It wasn't as cold as it was that time that the Challenger went up, but it was pretty chilly. And I sat in the stands, and I met all kinds of wonderful people, many of whom have remained my friends for all these years. Honeycutt certainly is one of those, but there are a couple of people who had brought students down. And what it did was get me started on a program that lasted, and again, Richie, I don't remember whether I was still doing this when I came aboard with you. I think I was. We went to schools. We went to elementary schools and brought Jay Honeycutt and astronaut Mike, who had been on two or three of these expeditions, and then he became the director of, I can't remember which company. I think he worked for Lockheed as the director of maintenance for the shuttles. And he and Honeycutt were obviously great friends. And Mike McConnell was his name. If I'm not, isn't that awful? I can't remember his last name. Wonderful, big guy, and just a really warm, wonderful guy. So these people, and the whole operation was populated with these just wonderful people, and you knew that they loved what they did, and you knew they were good at what they did. It was just a really proud moment in American history. So anyway, Jay says you got to come to these. So over the years I was at four or five launches and a broadcast. Whenever there was a morning launch, Jay would have me come down because he knew I could do it on the air, and it was great. It was great radio. People loved hearing. I'll never forget the first time I ever saw one of them go up, and I was sitting, and you're about a mile, actually, from where you sit to watch this. When you see these shots from the news media, they're in this stand where I was, the media stand. It's about a mile from where the actual launch pad is. The noise is so unbelievable. You cannot imagine the noise. You hear it. I mean, we heard it on the program the first time, all of the launches, you can hear the liftoff, the noise that the engines make, but you can't, it doesn't equate to being there. And not only the noise, but I remember one launch was just at dawn, and to see those flames coming out of there, it's just a controlled explosion, that's all it is. And the flames coming out of those tanks, Richie, are so bright, they're so enveloping, they cover up the shuttle. You can't see anything but the flames until it gets about 3 or 4 miles up and down stream, down range, they call it. But to be able to witness that, what a great experience.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm
and I
jealous
think I was
you.
There. Did I went? I saw a Discovery launch. I think I saw all of them launch. I think I saw all of them at least once.
I've always wanted to do that. You're a lucky guy.
Well, I am lucky. And the thing that continues to bother me is the disrespect. Richie said he was with some Air Force guy last week.
Yeah.
There's always these guys from the Air Force who say, NASA was a waste of money and a waste of time. We could have done
No, they
that.
Didn't say it was a waste of money. They just said that they're really good at spending money. They could have done it a lot cheaper.
Yeah, that's so he said.
And I think that the Air Force thinks that should have been their project.
Yeah.
They should have been in control of that, not NASA.
Good for them. Anyway.
So it's just funny, because you never think about that. Who knew that the Air Force is jealous of NASA for stealing that project away?
But you know that all of these outfits are the same. They're all looking to cover, to do their own thing,
I guess.
So, anyway, that video, if you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see that video, left-hand side of the homepage in the video box. And then there's a story down in the headlines from today's program, what's new there, about NASA fine-tuning their search for intelligent life in outer space. And that's really another wonderful project. It's sort of the needle in the haystack search for extraterrestrial life signals, that sort of thing. The Kepler spacecraft. Let's see, there are 1,235 planets that have been discovered by this one satellite. 54 of them are in what they call the Goldilocks zone, which is close enough to the sun in their particular galaxy, in their particular solar system, so the planet could harbor life. So of these 1,235 planets, 54 of them may have life. And maybe it's life like what we have here. The SETI Institute, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, is investigating all of these possibilities now. They're here in California. They have their own telescope, and they use it to look at these planets. Once they're located by the Kepler, then, you know, you can find. But it really is. I mean, imagine, once again, here we have outer space, more suns in our own galaxy, the Milky Way, than there are grains of sand on all the seas, on all the beaches, all over our planet. That's just one galaxy.
That makes your brain hurt.
It really does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely makes your brain hurt. It does, but it's nice to know that they're out there. Nice to know that they're working at it. Obviously, some great information, and you can follow it and see what we're talking about if you go to the homepage of DougStephan.com. So pleased am I. I just wish they were continuing it. They could keep those shuttles going. I think rather than us using, there's something demeaning about us using some other, like the European Space Agency or the Russian Space Agency or whomever, to get our astronauts up to the International Space Center. It's troubling. That's the kind of stuff that troubles me about where we are budget-wise and otherwise. And frankly, the new kids on the block, the people who are there now, they don't have the same connection because they weren't around yet. I mean, Obama, what is he, 49? What does he know from this stuff? He read about it when he was going to school and experienced certainly some of the launches as he grew, but he didn't grow up with a passion in the 50s that we had for getting the job done. And that's what the folks at NASA have been able to do. All right, so congratulations. Those guys keep watching what's happening. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first couple folders going down. The best part of waking up is folders in your car.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Charlie Sheen in the focus later on in this hour on Good Day, 21 after.
This This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Plenty of bass in that routine.
Hold on a second.
She's copying Coldplay. Listen to this. Crank it up. Time. Let's sue
Everybody
her.
Is.
Doesn't that sound just like that old thing?
Let me see if I still have it.
Coldplay.
Let's see if I still have that comparison.
Gaga. La la gaga. Ooh,
Doug does Lady Gaga.
Combination of. I understand why she's so popular.
Oh, no, it's catchy.
Pretty catchy stuff. I want your love. Does she have a boyfriend, or is she and her hermaphrodite? What's her story?
Ah, she has boyfriends and girlfriends, but right now I believe the flavor of the week is a boy.
A boy.
Yeah.
I know.
It's our favorite. Every song sounds like this one.
They do their oohs. It's a great piece of pop music, though, it really is.
It's apparently the only piece of pop music. Everybody just keeps rehashing the same song over again.
Ripping it off.
And in case anybody's never heard, this melody has been used in
dozens,
50 songs.
Dozens.
And you can take it and you can overlay
it on top.
No less than 50 songs, and they're exactly the same. So everybody's suing everybody about stealing their melodies.
Right. But I just heard in Lady Gaga. In a second, you'll hear why I'm comparing the Gaga to the Coldplay tune.
Oh, here, I can jump to it right
here. Gaga and find that.
Stretch, a little stretch.
All right, so there, right there. Alright.
Is that the bass?
There. That's it, right there. Okay. 26 after. Gayle King had Lady Gaga on her radio and television program, and they were talking about how serious Lady Gaga is and whether or not she's in a tough spot because she's trying not to be too wild. But if she's not wild enough, people will complain, where's the real Lady Gaga?
So going on 60 Minutes and saying that you smoke marijuana and drink whiskey while you write your songs, that's not going over the edge.
No.
You're fine.
All right. Here she is.
Yeah.
All right, Richard.
Oh, Emma, what cut is that? Oh,
yeah,
here it is.
25-16, Richard.
Thank you, sir.
Nice
well,
job.
I always like to say people take me too seriously and not seriously enough all at the same time. Today, in today's media and in pop culture today, there's an incredible amount of scrutiny around women and around pop singers in general or public figures. And I think, especially for someone like me who's in the entertainment business, showbiz, then I think that there's a tremendous amount of analysis that goes into everything. Thing, which is sort of twofold, because on the one hand, when I sort of seed cultural statements into things that I do, people say, well, why are you doing that? And then if I don't, people say, you're boring.
Boring. I think all these people take themselves too seriously,
you
frankly.
Think?
All of this David Arquette stuff. Can we
Did
just,
you hear about him?
Oh, my God. Listening to these.
First drink at
Oprah?
Four?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we were talking about this in another context yesterday. I forget. Richie, I think we were, was it with Dr. Ken? Somebody, somehow or other.
We were talking with Jack about drinking.
Jack Stockwell, right, yeah. And
about how many beers,
four,
this and that, and this and
12,
that,
and what it does to your brain. Never mind the football. What is putting that alcohol in your brain? How did Courtney Cox ever get hooked up with this guy? What a loser.
What was the movie? I Know What You Did Not.
Scream.
Scream, that's right.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, all right, enough of this already. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone, are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, where's Don? Don's not here.
Hello, Don. I'm Don Pardo.
Don Pardo, thank you. Rich McFadden playing the role of Don Pardo. Jennifer Horn playing the role of Rich McFadden. Doug Stephanie playing the role of Alex Jones. We're all set here. Playing Radio Roulette.
There you go.
All right, so we have a 2020 quiz. All of the questions today follow the Academy Awards, the Oscars. And the questions all are basically, they aren't really questions. I'm going to take an excerpt from one of the movies that's up for consideration on Sunday night, The Social Network, Winter's Bone, 127 Hours, The Kids Are All Right, Inception, Toy Story 3, The Fighter, The King's Speech, Social Network, True Grit. I think that pretty much Black Swan is in here. I think that
actually, can I quiz you for a second?
You can try.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What movie is this from?
Mars Attacks.
That's a direct quote.
Mars Attacks.
No. Doug?
One of the movies that's up this year?
Yes.
Toy Story 3.
No?
No.
That's 127 hours. It's when he's chewing off his arm.
Oh. I heard he was going to be on Dancing with the Stars or something. Is that true? No,
he was on Minute to Win It with the guy from the Cooking Channel that does
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
The other night, and I actually saw a few minutes of it. What an amazing guy.
You know,
really.
His arm was only down from below
just
the elbow.
Just past his elbow, yeah.
Poor guy.
No, let me tell you something. All these little things that you had to do to try and win the $1 million, that arm didn't hold him back.
Nope.
He's moving on with life. It doesn't,
moving on.
Doesn't bother
him. Like Tony. Same thing. Tony's moving on. Just keep on.
Got to keep going.
Yep.
So here's the quote. You tell me the movie. A little more scotch for mama, huh? A little more scotch for mama, huh? A little more scotch for mama, huh?
All right. Wait, was it all those times, or were you just repeating it?
Feel the line. Get into the read.
Yeah,
get into the character.
Come
on, do it again.
A little more.
Here we go.
A little more scotch.
Right on the set.
No. Okay. A little more scotch for mama, huh?
There you go.
All right. You like that? What's the movie? 800-510-8255. Our Oscar quiz today. A little more scotch for mama, huh? I could do it, but if I did it in the right vernacular, it would really give it away. Right? A little more scotch for mama.
Huh?
Oh, you just gave a big clue there.
800-510-825. Good for me, Richie.
All right, I think I know.
If you have the right answer, we can send you skiing, or we can send you on the next discovery mission. Oh, wait a minute. Those are all over. We could.
We just got those prize packs, too.
I know. Yeah, right.
The space shuttle prize packs.
Darn. Doggone it. 800-510-8255. From what movie does A Little More Scotch for Mama, huh, come from? All right. Charlie Sheen is a complete a-hole.
You think?
Yeah.
The story at DougSteffen.com today about CBS pulling the plug.
I used to be a big fan.
On a show, no more. Wait till you listen to the... We have taken an excerpt from Alex Jones' radio program. Alex is on one of the networks, the Genesis Network, that I'm also carried on. He's on that network, and he has a pretty substantial following, a very strong Internet following. He does some pretty controversial things, says some pretty interesting things. And a lot of times I find myself agreeing with his point of view, not that that's important or not important. It's not about me. But here Alex sort of makes this about him. He and Charlie apparently are friends. So Charlie calls on Alex to help him tell the story. Charlie says some pretty dumb things about a lot of stuff. We've excerpted a couple of minutes of the conversation. You decide. And if you want to comment, 800-510-8255. Those of you who are fans of Two and a Half Men, my guess is you won't see Charlie Sheen on that show anymore if it continues next season, not with him.
Six and a half years or so.
Alex Jones.
And I knew you were completely clean, and then I've known you since. But the point is now I've never seen you, when I was out at your house and talking on the phone, so energized as you are now. I mean, you're on fire, as Nails told the news yesterday. I mean, I agree with that description.
Well, I think it was Nails that said, and I was really, really flattered because he got it right, that I'm not, you know, he might be Nails, but I'm freaking bayonets, you know. I am battle-tested bayonets, bro, and I'm tired. I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second, and I'm not perfect and bitching and just delivering the goods at every freaking turn, because look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls, you know. I'm dealing with soft targets, and it's just... You know, it's just strafing runs in my underwear before my first cup of coffee because I don't have time for these clowns. I don't have time for their judgment and their stupidity. And, you know, they lay down with their ugly wives in front of their ugly children and just look at their loser lives. And then they look at me and they say, I can't process it. Well, no, and you never will. Stop trying. Just sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. My guess is that he's so coked up. He doesn't know how to shut his mouth anymore. A couple of interviews, one here with Alex Jones, another one on, I don't know whether it was TMZ. I think it was a TMZ interview. He rants against this fellow, Chuck Lorre, who is the creator of Two and a Half Men. And as he calls him a clown, talks about his real name.
Said he'd beat him in the head. His
embarrassing. I mean, he's so embarrassing. His father, Martin, and his brother Emilio must be so embarrassed by this.
I had totally forgotten that he was a conspiracy guy.
Oh, Sheen?
Sheen, because I remember 2 or 3 years ago he went on Alex
The juice makes
Jones,
you paranoid.
And he, I forget what it was that he was, whether he was a truther or something like this, and he was really just going off about something. And I had totally forgotten that he was a conspiracy guy.
During the interview, he blasted Alcoholics Anonymous, saying he's better beating his addictions on his own. Mm. Newsflash, I'm special, he said. The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning. Insisting that he's clean and sober, he added about his ability to get clean, quote, my success rate is 100%. As for AA, I was shackled and oppressed by the cult for 22 years. I finally extracted myself from their troll hole and started living my life the way I want to live it. And
how's that working out for you, Charlie?
Yeah, I just think that there is a lot of things. We glorify this behavior. We spend time.
I don't think anybody's glorifying him.
Well, I think there are some people who think he's cool, and Alex is one of them. Frankly, that sounds to me like Alex thinks.
Well, it sounds
he's
like
cool.
Alex is a celebrity sniffer.
Yeah. So, Charlie Sheen took off for the Bahamas yesterday. And supposedly he brought his ex-wife, but I think he just said to Alex that he didn't bring Brooke.
Well, the story was that he came with two of his girlfriends, because he has two girlfriends
Brie Olsen and Natalie Kenley.
I got that right here if you want to hear it.
All right, yeah, go ahead. Play that, Richie.
You don't want to go there. You don't want to ever defend yourself. But you've told me privately most of the stuff, most of the names. It's not true. But what is going on with the women in your life?
The goddesses, Alex. The goddesses. Let me just say this about the goddesses. I don't believe the term is good enough. Is good enough. But when you're bound by these terrestrial descriptions, you must use the best choice available. Right.
Yes.
So if you think about it, dude, it's like I'm 0-for-3 with marriage, with nary an excuse, but like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie, never has. So what we all have is a marriage of the heart, of the hearts. And I, you know, to sully, to contaminate, or you know, or radically disrespect this union with a shameful contract is something I will, leave to the amateurs and the Bible grippers. The Bible grippers. Oh,
this is annoying. This is just
plain
annoying.
And then I just got to add this. Enough. There was a whole firestorm yesterday.
Yeah, enough. Enough. His ex-wife went with him, and then she left immediately.
Yeah, that's what he basically says next. Yeah, right. She's gone. She's not here.
He made he put a bid in on an $8 million home for her. He's going to run the way he's spending money. He maybe had been paid, close to $2 million an episode. At the way he's spending, and he's all done.
Let's look at the difference, though, between him and Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Downey was self-destructive and on the drugs, but, I mean, this guy's mental.
Yeah. His father says, quote, the disease he has, the disease of addiction, is a form of cancer. You have to have an equal measure of concern and love and lift them up, and so that's what we do for Charlie. You realize we're not all on the same journey all the time. We have to love as much as we can. And anyway, Charlie's brother, Emilio, sounds like he's accepted. There's nothing much he can do for his brother. What a sad, it's annoying to listen to it, and it's sad at the same time that a guy would lose his focus on reality that much. Too bad. 800-510-8255. All right, back to our quiz. May I have the envelope, please? Here's Wayne. Good job, Rich. In Owensboro, Kentucky. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Do you watch Two and a Half Men?
I do.
Yeah. What do you think of all of the shenanigans on Charlie Sheen's part?
I don't know the guy. It seems pretty much like he doesn't really have to act to do that role very much.
Yeah. It's true. He just asked the writers to put him up against a wall. So if he got a hard time.
Yeah, he just kind of shows up and goes, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. I guess there are. I wish. Well, maybe that's what Richie. Do we? Is that what we do here?
Pretty much. Prop you up against the wall. Let you go. Yeah.
Give me the script and see if I can learn the lines.
Go.
All right. So anyway, Wayne, I said that we had this quote. I wanted to identify the movie a little more. Scotch for Mama, huh? What movie do you think it's from?
I was going to say Black Swan, sir.
Why would you think that? Have you seen Black Swan?
I have not. I just know a little bit about the premise, and it sounds like that. Could have been part of her life.
Have you seen The Fighter?
I have not. It could have been in there, too.
Yeah, it is in there. Go get The Fighter. Actually, get them both. They're both pretty good movies. Fighter is a great story about something close to me in a town close to me in Massachusetts. Pretty good story. I think you'd like it. This is a storyline. His mother is very involved in his fighting. He claims to be his manager and that kind of stuff, and she's also a big drinker and smoker. So you'll follow that line. All right, but thanks for the try, man. Take good care.
Yes, sir.
All right, speaking of taking care, Dr. Ken here to help you care for yourself in a moment here on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus talking in a moment about what triggers a heart attack. You'll be amazed at what Dr. Ken has found in his research. We'll also maybe visit the high court lawsuit situation, vaccine makers, et cetera, et cetera. First, though, a discussion about another new diet secret. Here I am in Hollywood with Jennifer, and the locals, because it's Oscar time, mm-hmm. are working on ways they pressure celebrities to lose weight at this time of year, and that world is all the Twitter. Tabloids are having a field day because of the women and what they look like in their dresses on the red carpet, yada, yada, yada. So there's a whole program, Ken, that's focusing on what women are doing. They're taking these, they turn to Pilates or spinning, others to detoxifying cleanses. There are hot diets, and now there's this new thing, these various weight loss products, diet secrets, appetite control, yada, 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 yada. So everywhere there's somebody who's got an idea. We think that the best idea is MetaFast, and that's because it is doctor. That's why they call it MetaFast, because not only doctor-sponsored and supported, but it's also developed by doctors, is it not?
Exactly, and you're going to hear about all these other diets, the HCG diet, that's the hot one. We'll talk about it this weekend, but where you can go and get a safe, approved, effective diet where tens of thousands of doctors have prescribed it to their patients. We know it works. We know it's a lifestyle. We know you'll keep it off, and you don't have to be a guinea pig. This is the real thing.
Jennifer and Rich, every day when they come into the studio, talk to each other about where they are. Richie's doing very well. Jennifer's doing very well. And all it takes is a little concentration. If Rich can do it, anybody can.
Yeah, you got that right.
MetaFast is so easy.
It is. It's simple. It's structured. Okay, you eat every 2 or 3 hours, and this is what you eat, and this is how many times you eat it.
Yeah,
boom.
No questioning. No thinking.
And you've lost, what, 20 pounds, haven't you?
I'm at 19. I'll be at 20 tomorrow.
We're so cute, Rich. I'm at 19, too.
All right.
We're good to go.
And there are 70 MetaFast meals to choose from. Dr. Ken says, pick what you want. You'll keep yourself full and satisfied. You will not feel hungry, and that's part of the secret here. Lose 2 to 5 pounds a week, like Richie and Jen have.
I'm losing a week right now.
There you go. MetaFastKen.com is the web way to sign up for this program. MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken to save $50, D-R-K-E-N. Or you may call them toll-free on a hotline, 800-506-4115. Use the Dr. Ken code. Save $50. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning any weight loss program. Again, the number is 800-506-4115 or go online to MetaFastKen.com. There is a controversy. This week, the Supreme Court shielded the nation's vaccine makers from being sued by parents who say their children suffered side effects from using the drugs. Ken, the vote was 6-2. What are we overlooking in the discussion of this?
What this court actually determined, Doug, was not whether you can sue or not, but who has jurisdiction, whether it's the federal court or the state court. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court decided it should be the federal court because what had happened, the law of unintended consequences, these people who wanted to sue, who lost in federal court, were trying to go to the state court. And you know you can always find some judge who will side with you. And that's all they decided, not that you can't sue, where the jurisdiction is.
Yeah. So as usual, the news media misleading in its coverage of the story to a certain extent.
Of course. What do you expect?
That's what I expect. Okay. What triggers heart attacks more than cocaine?
Fascinating. Out of the Lancet, this is not what causes it, but that final straw. Air pollution triggers more heart attacks, Doug, than using cocaine and poses as high a risk of sparking heart attacks as alcohol, coffee, and physical exertion. Sex, anger, marijuana use, and chest or respiratory infections can also trigger heart attacks to different extents, but air pollution, particularly in heavy traffic, is the major culprit.
All right, so you have to get behind the cleanup of the air, folks, in order for you not to have a heart attack. That's what that sounds like.
Well, to avoid a heart attack, don't smoke, safely exercise, eat a healthy diet, maintain your ideal weight, and know your numbers, blood pressure, sugar, and cholesterol.
More evidence tying moderate drinking to heart health.
Yes, Richie will be happy about this. Two studies, moderate drinking, help protect your heart. They lower your risk of dying from a heart attack also increase your good cholesterol.
Good cholesterol from having, but it's moderation, Richie, not a six-pack.
I'm telling you, beer and pizza, it's healthy heart, man.
Too much is bad for your health, and it was the alcohol itself. It didn't matter how you got it.
All right, so there it is, folks. That ruling from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert. Head to him at Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie, you've been watching me on the camera, Jennifer, and all the folks who are looking into the camera's eye right now. You can follow the video of the audio at DougSteffen.com. I was listening to you talk about your MetaFast experiences. I don't think I look quite as rolly as I did a month or so ago. Do you?
You've lost a little bit. I still see a little bit of a gut.
A little,
there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
oh,
not
my
bad.
God, that's
nice, Fred.
A little roll. It's a little more genteel.
Yeah, a little bit of a gut.
Thank you.
What do you want me to say?
54 past the hour. Time now for us to, I was... Richie gets the call from me about once a day when I'm in a circumstance where I need a little input, a little advice. So
it was dangerous yesterday. He was
Verizon,
in the danger zone.
I was in the Verizon store yesterday.
With an iPad in his
hand. I had an iPad in my hand. I had a netbook in my hand. I had the iPod, iPad, all of those things I was looking at. And I had Richie speak to Richard, who was the fellow that ran the store. Tony and I were out doing a couple of things late in the afternoon. My cell phone had stopped working. So I went to the Verizon. This is a new phone. I had it, like, two and a half months, and it just stopped. So I went over there. This guy, I walked into the store, and there were four or five people just standing around. And that's very unusual for any Verizon store, any place. So I walked in. I opened up my arms like this, and I said, "Who's going to help me?" And Richard, this big, big guy, came over and put his arms around me. He gave me a big hug, and I said, "Okay, here's my phone. Please fix it."
So he and he did.
And then he started talking to me about the other things, and I started asking him about, I said, "I got an iPhone app," and he looked at me like I was somebody, "Who are you, man?" So he went to, he put in Doug Steffen, and there it was, it showed up, and he was, then he paid a little more attention to me. He says, "Hey, man, you got to be loyal to me." I said, "That's fine, you fixed my phone." And I, you know, so then I started asking some questions, and he started asking me questions. Of course, I couldn't answer the questions, and because Brendan was on the set of a new Samsung commercial yesterday, I couldn't get to him, so I figure, okay, the usual victim is Mr. McFadden. And I call him up, Jennifer, and he's teaching Sean how to spell words. It was the most wonderful thing to listen to. He said, "Okay, what's truck? How do you spell truck?"
He's such a good daddy.
Yeah, he was doing his spelling.
He was doing his spelling. That was very good. Meanwhile, and his other child, me, trying to figure out what to do with technology. So I fiddled around with the iPad and the iPhone.
I'm just screaming into the phone, "Don't buy anything. Don't buy anything."
Wow, this is serious business.
Yeah, so again, I totally saw him walking out of that store with something in his hands, going, "Okay, now how do I do this?"
Yeah, but you know, I get to a point when I'm ready to do these things.
It was good because I wanted you to play with some of this stuff, the touchscreen stuff, and how to manipulate and maneuver around it, and that's a good thing. Yes.
All right. So anyway, with technology in the focus here, do you know why small children are fascinated by the iPad Touch? The kids, there were two iPads in there in the store, and they have been ripped off of the stand because these kids, they're two young girls. They are so cute, both of them playing with the iPad.
Sure.
Let's get Alex to explain. He's our technology tailor. He's going to explain how these children make this stuff work in just a moment.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, and I want to talk with you about automatic web-based backups of your computer. There's a great $5 per month backup service from MyMedia.com. It keeps your pictures, music, movies, and documents safe and secure online. You set it up the first time, and MyMedia backs up new pictures as well as file changes automatically, and you can access this information from anywhere. This is peace of mind. It's off-site safety for your priceless personal media. Go to MyMedia.com for your free trial. That's MIMedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
In yesterday's New York Times blog, tech columnist David Polk talks about how his 6-year-old son is addicted to his iPad. Well, as a parent of much younger children, I can tell you that my 20-month-old son loves my iPad. He is absolutely enthralled with it. He loves looking at our family pictures on the iPad. He loves all the children's books on the iPad, which are interactive and actually talk to him. He loves browsing the internet and doing email. Well, I'm mostly kidding about those two, but he is fascinated by typing on the keyboard in the email program. And he enjoys seeing what comes up on the web browser when he mashes a bunch of letters together. My son is also obsessed with the only button on the iPad, the home button. He pushes it incessantly, constantly exiting whatever app the iPad is in. What can I say? My boy loves technology. He's only following in my footsteps. I'm Alex Goldfein.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Wong, 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 wong.
Wow.